Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I'm so glad I got to meet more of you at the SHEM Homeschool Conference in Springfield, Missouri. It's a thrill to see my podcast friends face to face. I'll be at the Great Homeschool Convention in St. Louis in July 2017. I hope to meet more of you there. The teaching tip of the week is Seven Sisters High School Curriculum. Their studies are so interesting, something that is critical to keeping high schoolers happy. And these studies are no nonsense. That's also important. I used Seven Sisters American Literature Study in our co-op this year, and let me tell you, the boys in the class would have let me know if they didn't like it. Not a word of complaint from them. We loved the study, and I love the publishers. If you haven't listened to my podcast interview with Vicky, Kim, and Sabrina, you'll want to. These ladies really do feel like sisters. If you want to get an inside look at Seven Sisters' most popular high school curriculum and hear why I love it and have the opportunity to win it, the sisters are generously donating 5 copies each of 2 curricula. Then join me on Facebook Live on May 30th, 2017 at 4 Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain, 1 Pacific. Watch and enter for a week, or just shop at psychowith6.com/sevensisters with code SANITY and receive a 20% discount. Now let's talk about how to keep high schoolers happy. First, teach your child to experiment. I don't mean to do science. I mean to teach your child to have an experimental attitude about their education. Many older homeschoolers are ready to give up homeschooling because they're dissatisfied with some aspect of their home education. It's possible that going to school is the right choice for them. If you're wondering, listen to the episode on this topic that I'll link to in the show notes. But it's also possible that some experimenting is in order. Would a different schedule help? Try it and have your student record their findings. How does the new schedule affect their mood, productivity, and feelings about homeschooling? My kids have a later rise time as a result of this experiment, and I'm constantly pointing out that they would be getting up at 6 if they went to school. Another experiment to try is a new format for learning. Have your student try independent study, learning along with you, online learning, a co-op, or outside classes. Last year, my son did an online course that went very well for him. My boys have enjoyed taking dual enrollment classes, especially doing so with a homeschooled friend the same age. Next year, we are going to use more independent study and we'll try outside classes through a new homeschooling co-op. Experiment with new activities. Consider youth group, a homeschool sport or activity, a non-homeschool sport or activity, or a part-time job. One son began attending youth group and another started a part-time job last year, and both have made them happier in their homeschooling. Though she is not in high school yet, my daughter enjoyed playing volleyball with junior high and high school homeschooled girls last year. This summer, she will be on a local non-homeschooling swim team. Finally, experiment with studying new subjects. Choose an elective of interest, for example. The Seven Sisters Human Development course will be of great interest to my daughter and would be perfect to do with a group. I taught developmental psychology at the university, and it was a packed course. Choose an elective course in the area of your child's talent. listen to the episode I did on talent education, and read the post Vicki Tillman wrote on high school electives. Both are in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/happyhomeschool. If you're stuck for ideas, review a high school or college course catalog. Ask your student what he thinks sounds interesting and pursue a course on that topic. The key to experimenting is to give the experiment a decent trial period. 1 or 2 days of curricula, class, or an activity isn't a fair trial. Attitudes can change. I insist on a semester for most things. Even if my student is right that she hates a curriculum and that doesn't change, we help our students develop character in the process. Relationships, jobs, and new endeavors often get off to a rocky start, but they turn out to be a blessing. Students will also learn how to adjust to less than desirable circumstances. They can choose a positive attitude and learn to focus on what they like and ignore what they don't. They can learn to make friends who make the experience more pleasant. They can learn to push themselves to a new level of achievement despite not liking the instructor. Hopefully that instructor isn't you. They can learn how to deal effectively with difficult people. They can learn to entertain themselves when bored, all important life skills. The next strategy for keeping your homeschooled high schooler happy is to give appropriate freedom and responsibility. Kids aren't happy when they're hemmed in too closely. As long as your child isn't violating your trust with poor choices, you shouldn't use your fear as an excuse to limit your child. One reason we're afraid to give freedom is because we know what we did as teens or what our spouse or friends did at this age. But your child isn't you or your friends. He or she has had the benefit of being homeschooled by you. If your child has earned the right to attend a well-chaperoned party or dance, to take a dual enrollment class, or to get a part-time job, let your child have the experience. When I began homeschooling, the thought was we wanted to limit our teens' exposure to these things. But I think that teaching was misguided. I think it's important to have our kids try and potentially fail while we are still there to guide them. This is what leads to success in college and life. That doesn't mean we don't have discernment in choosing the freedoms and responsibilities we give. We should choose those opportunities that will encourage our child in his faith walk and expose him to people who share his values while also allowing him to meet those who don't. Provide plenty of coaching before giving more freedom and responsibility. Ask your daughter how she will respond if she witnesses underage drinking or drug use. What will she do if she makes a poor choice in this area? Does she know that you will not punish her if she calls you to come get her? It's critical to communicate this. If she reports underage drinking, she has to know that you won't keep her from attending all functions in the future. She has to know that if she does drink, that you will come get her immediately to keep her safe. Of course, these discussions should also include the many natural consequences of poor choices. The more real-world examples you can provide, the better. Talk with your child about the kinds of people he will meet in the workplace. Share your own experience. Talk about temptations. Discuss what you believe about dating. If your son or daughter is interested in dating, what will you say? What situations do you want your child to avoid in dating and why? As you talk, affirm your child and your confidence in his ability to make good choices. Remind him of examples of his good decision-making in the past. But what if your child hasn't earned freedom and responsibility because of poor choices? If your child has ADD, listen to the episode on that topic. If your child is oppositional or defiant, listen to the episode on the number one question homeschoolers ask me. Then read the book, The Defiant Child, by Dr. Douglas Riley. This is one of the best parenting books when it comes to managing misbehavior, even if your child doesn't have an oppositional, defiant diagnosis. To keep your homeschooler happy, teach them to experiment with their homeschooling and activities, give them freedom and responsibility within a coaching framework, and assess your child's mental health. Does your high schooler seem happy most of the time? If not, talk with your child about what they think is influencing their mood. Always consider hormones as a factor. Next, consider social skills. Students whose social skills are lacking may suffer from loneliness and develop too much of a desire to play video games. Check the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/happyhighschool for a link to that episode that includes a free social skills curriculum. If you think your child may be depressed because they're sleeping too much or have insomnia, eating too much or not enough, are unusually sad or irritable, or express hopelessness or significant negative self-esteem, seek a professional's help. If you're worried about attitudes toward your homeschooling from the professional, listen to the episode on working with professionals as a homeschooler. Even if you're nervous, you owe it to your child to get help. Finally, to keep your high schooler happy, invest in the relationship. As your children get older, you will find you can spend less time actually teaching. You may find that you have even more time to yourself because your child is gone more. But this is not the time to let the relationship wither. Plan time to do a devotion together regularly, enjoy a hobby together, or get coffee together. Let your child choose the activity. Chat with your high schooler the way you would with a good friend. Ask them how things are going, what they're learning, what they're interested in. Then reciprocate. Just as you know less about their lives, they know less about yours. You are building the foundation for a good relationship with your children when they are in college and adults living away from home. Affirm your child. Praise her for the maturity you see. Envision a positive future for her. Tell her you can see that she'll be a great mother, a caring teacher, or whatever will mean the most to her. Make it clear that you are there to help your child overcome future challenges. Explain that you will be there to help them deal with a dyslexia in college, to deal with difficult relationships, to manage money. Whatever is a struggle for your child. Pray for your child. Pray with him. Tell your children you're praying for them. Ask for specific prayer requests. Give them a scripture that applies to their circumstances. Of course, if you're married, it's important for both you and your spouse to invest in the relationship with your homeschooled high schooler. It is possible to keep your homeschooler happy in high school. Even if you and your child decide that enrolling in high school is the best choice, many of these tips will be helpful. Today's action steps are to register for GHC St. Louis if you can make it. Use code SANITY for 20% off curriculum at Seven Sisters Homeschool. You can find all of their resources at psychowith6.com/sevensisters. Teach your high school student to experiment with different aspects of homeschooling. Give your student more freedom and responsibility as it is earned. Assess your child's mental health and seek help if it's warranted. Finally, invest in your relationship with your child. Spend time and be sure to pray with and for her. If you do these things, you should have a happier homeschooled high schooler. Find the links for this episode in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/happyhighschool. Speaking of happiness, have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.